Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministries. My name is Hope Agbem. I'm going to be taking you for the next edition of this teaching to encourage you to build your faith and to set you on a course of journey following Jesus, our Redeemer, our Savior, the one who paid a price for us to have the joy, the peace, and to have the revelation and knowledge of the truth of God. For salvation comes through Jesus Christ alone, no other but Jesus alone. Anyway, it's a wonderful time to always be alive. I always say it's always wonderful time because it's a time that there's always something is happening. But we are those who are not to have fear. We are those who are to fix our eye upon our Redeemer, our Savior, the risen Jesus, who is not on the grave, but sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And the Bible says, all the principality, the hierarchy of Satan's kingdom are in subjection to Christ Jesus. Because the Father has made it clear, sit at my right hand side, until I make your enemy your footstool. So Christ Jesus has given you victories. Victory. Anyway, God is so good and victorious life living. So I'm going to be speaking on a topic, living your best life. Yes, it's God's will for you to live your best life on planet Earth. So let us pray and commit this session unto the Lord's hand. So Father, we bless you, we worship you. Oh, faithful God, I'm your servant. I pray may you use me, oh, to bless the listeners. Use me, every word that comes from my mouth, let it be your word. Let every heart that is listening be empowered, have revelational knowledge of Jesus Christ, and have the peace of God and understand that you love them. So Father, we pray for blessing, and we pray even those that have healing needs in their body, we pray for healing. Jesus, by your stripes they have been healed. So Holy Spirit, we pray for every form of infirmities inside of their body. We command them by the authority of Jesus to be out. Oh, because Jesus paid it all. We bless you, we worship you, Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. Thank you. We pray for healings and deliverances. Those that need healing, those that need deliverance form of addictions, we pray to be healed, to be made whole. Pains and all kinds of infirmities. Thank you, Jesus. I'm your servant. Use me. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless your children. Bless those who are listening. We pray multitude become your followers. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, the topics, living your best life. It's God's will for you to live your best life because you have be chosen for this generation to be a revelation of God through Jesus Christ's redemption, to be a blessed life for those around you, to be a light for those walking in darkness, and to be a blessed life, to be a flavor to those who do not have flavor in their life. So I just want to encourage you, oh, it's a time to have a life that is blessed, a life that is focused upon the Savior, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And the Bible says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. There's a joy set before Jesus Christ, so he endured the cross. It's God's will for you to have that joy also, because Jesus saw the joy. He sees the reward of the sacrifice of him dying for your sin. So it is his will for you to have the joy because he paid it all. He paid it all. So I just want to encourage you. We're going to be looking at Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10. The Bible says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. This is Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10. It's God's will for you to walk purposely in that reality of everyday life, that I have been clothed with the garment of salvation. You put it on everywhere you go. That joyful life, that mindset that I have that garment of salvation on my body. Everywhere I go, I walk in that reality because God has promised that you have received that garment of salvation, not because of self-righteousness, but because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who has never sinned. He is the only righteous one who has obtained the highest satisfaction of God, the righteousness of God. The Bible says Jesus Christ bore our sin. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, and he paid it all through the scourging, through all that we need. So I just want to encourage you. Do you know you have the robe of righteousness? Do you know you have the garment of salvation? You do have it. It's by faith. If you're not sure of that, I want to encourage you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. It is by faith in Jesus Christ. It is the finished works of Christ at the cross to pay for your redemption, redeeming you from Satan's hand, redeeming you from going to eternal hell, redeeming you from spending eternity with Satan's assigned place. So I just want to encourage you, live your life for Christ, fixing your eye upon him, because he has paid it all for you to walk in that joy. And with that, you have victory daily, because he promised never to leave you nor forsake you. He promised that your wars are always before him. So that means wherever you are, your wars are continuously before the Lord. That's Isaiah chapter 59. So I just want to encourage anyone listening, make sure you have the robe of salvation from God. Like Ephesians chapter 6 declare, brothers, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Ephesians 6 verse 10, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, because he's made his power available to you. Yes, because with the Holy Spirit, you have been empowered from inside out to live a life victoriously. So I just encourage you, without the Holy Spirit, you don't have the strength to walk in the reality of this garment of salvation, to walk in the reality of that robe of righteousness, because it is imputed righteousness, because you yield yourself to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and you ask him, Holy Spirit, teach me, empower me, I need your wisdom, I need your revelation, so the words of this Bible become a revelation to me, become one with my heart, because he gives you peace and joy, because he teaches you, because he gives you the strength, because he gives you the ability to understand the mysteries of God, to understand the world that you are living in. And many people may actually depend upon you because you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You open your mouth to declare the good news of the kingdom of God with them. They are able to have the revelation of Jesus. They're able to have the knowledge of God. They're able to be reminded that they have once gone to Sunday school, and you give them a chance to make a U-turn from the path of distraction. So I just want to encourage you, be encouraged, be blessed, be strengthened, and walk purposely, and walk knowing that the time we have to utilize every time, we have to make sure our time is lived purposely. So it's a life making sure that you live knowing that you sow to your eternity, you sow to other people's eternity. Is the joy of sowing. It's a joy of knowing that you walk purposely. So I just encourage you, live a life purposely. Live a life
knowing that your life is being fruitful for eternity. It's working for you for a greater glory that will be revealed to you at the end time. And your labor in the Lord is never in vain. So I exhort you to know that your work in the Lord is never in vain. So show it joyfully. I just want to read Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51 declare, my righteous is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arms will judge the people. The coastline will wait upon me, and on my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish away like smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it die in it like matter. But my salvation will be forever, and my salvation will not be abolished. Again, I want to read it from 51, Isaiah 51, verse 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish away like a smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it die in it like manner. But the one that I want to highlight, but my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. God is assuring all those who look to him, those who receive salvation from him, those who look to Jesus, those who walk living at their best for Jesus Christ. He's promising you, my salvation will be forever and my righteousness will not be abolished. So we declare that God's word is true. God wanted to be joyful in this present life. Don't do work. Don't do business. Don't do anything without having the assurance that you will have a salvation of Christ, that you have righteousness of Christ, because his salvation is forever. His righteousness is eternity to eternity. So we want to exhort, be encouraged. Make sure you give all that you have unto Christ. You want to be part of that kingdom. You want to be part of his grace. His grace has been poured 2,000 years ago. He desired all people to be saved, all people to have the hope of life eternally. He desired all to have the joy of life. So live at your best by yielding to the salvation of God, by yielding to the righteousness of Christ Jesus, because his blood redeemed you from every curse, because you are on the winning team. For there is only two kingdoms in this world: kingdom of light or kingdom of darkness, kingdom of Christ Jesus or kingdom of Satan. Negative or positive, you are either going upwards or going downwards. We want to encourage you, be part of Christ's salvation. And it's not self-righteousness. It's yielding to Jesus Christ's deity. It's yielding to salvation that God has given to all humanity through Christ Jesus. So believe in him. For he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. So we want to encourage all, trust him, walk with him, believe in him. All you do it to honor Jesus Christ. When you sin, it's your job to forsake those sins and to confess it and receive forgiveness of sin. And you don't want to be playing with sin, because sin causes a decay in your spirit. Sin separates you from God. Sin caused God to turn his ear away from you. Sin caused blessing of the law to depart from you. Sin separates you from heavenly blessing. So I want to encourage you, God sees everything. God knows everything. He said the whole earth is full of his glory. He said, do I not fill the whole earth? And he said the whole earth is full of his glory. So there's nothing that's hidden from God. So let us live a life that is open to the law. Yet because you have believed in Jesus, you become sons and daughters of the Most High God. You become a participant of the promise of God. I just want to exhort all. I just want to encourage all. Anyone that's listening, oh, make sure that Christ is your Redeemer. Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Jesus Christ, the one who saved. Jesus Christ, who paid it all. He is the one who loves you. He is the one who will never abandon you. He is the one who will be with you, even in the darkest hour. Oh, he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I just want to encourage you, live your best for him. Live your best for him. Have that mind of Christ. Oh, renew that mind. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. It says, watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, and be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Yes, because God loved, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Yes, so I want to encourage, be encouraged and stand fast in faith. Without faith, you don't have this promise. Your faith propel you to hold on to all the promise of God. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible. Oh, without faith, let faith be the one that go before you. Because your faith, hold on to the promise of God. Your faith yield to every promise you have. And you receive all that you ask from God. Because God's word are true. And then Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into his grace, which we stand and rejoice in hope, hope of the glory of God. This is what God is saying. See, even if you should suffer for doing what is right, it's a blessed life because your labor in the Lord shall be rewarded. Yes. And Romans 5 verse 3 says, we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance in you, and perseverance character, and character hope. So whatever you are going through in life, oh, as you are walking with the Lord, as you are trusting him, as you are doing what is honorable to him, yes, it is producing perseverance inside of you. It is producing character inside of you. And the end result is hope. Life eternally with him. Joyful life eternally with him. So I want to encourage, I want to exhort you. Oh, believe and trust him by faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you don't have access to his promises. The promises are yes and amen through Christ Jesus. For all the Old Testament and the New Testament is fulfilled through Christ Jesus. Matthew 5 declared, Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law nor the prophet, but I have come to fulfill them all. So through Jesus, you have all the promise of the Old Testament. Yes, you have all the promise. You have the promise because he redeemed you with his precious blood. The Bible says life of the flesh is the blood. So life of God is the blood of Jesus. So he gave you that life, life eternally. And the Bible says, Isaiah 9 chapter 6 declare, out of the increase of his kingdom and its peace, there's no ending. Yes, out of the increase of God, out of the increase of his garment, its peace, there's no ending. So be joyful, live your best life because you are part of that increasing joy, increasing garment of Christ Jesus for eternity and eternity. And we've read that his righteousness will not be abolished. His salvation is from eternity to eternity. That's Isaiah 61 verse 1. That's we have read. So I just want to encourage you. Yes, Isaiah 61 verse 10 has made it clear. His garment of salvation is on you all the time. So have that mindset. Whatever the issue, oh, give it to him. Give it to him. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Without faith, you don't have access to this promise. So I want to encourage you. Oh, be brave, be strong, be watchful, walk purposefully, and you stand by faith because Romans 5 verse 1 declare, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. You have been justified. So by faith, you live for God through Jesus Christ into his grace. So I want to encourage you, live purposely, live for him and trust him. It says, and Romans 5, verse 5 says, now hope does not disappoint us because of the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Yes. So Romans 5, verse 5 declares, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you. I want to exhort you. Oh, be strong, firm in the Lord. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Whatever you do, do it from your heart as unto the Lord, because he sees and he rewards and he blesses and he loves his children. He will never leave nor forsake you. And he is gracious in all that he does. So be strong and walk your best life. Giving hope to those who do not have hope, those who are walking darkness, give them hope, because you are sometimes you are the only Jesus somebody is going to meet. So be strong and be brave and be encouraged. This morning I saw somebody. I was getting coffee this morning, and then we joke about some topic. And I turned around and said, "Hey, by the way, are you sure you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" And I told him the promise of God, the goodness of God. I asked him, "Do you have this promise? Do you have this assurance?" And he looked at me as if, "Oh, I'm from some another planet." But he was very grateful, and I knew the words reached his heart. It's like as if this is the first time he heard this message. So I just want to encourage you: give chance to people. Give chance to people. Don't just talk about any subject, but make sure you introduce the good news of the kingdom. Make sure you let them to know Jesus loved them. He paid a price for them to be part of the winning team. The winning team is Jesus Christ. The winning team is through Christ's resurrected power, through the Holy Spirit that empowered, that quickened you from inside out. Everywhere you go, God said, "I go before you. I got your back." And you give all that you need unto him. The Bible says, you are the light and salt. So be brave and be strong and walk knowing that the days are evil, and taking every opportunity and make it useful. Help people to make a U-turn from the path of hell, because God desires all people to be saved. He does not wish that any to perish, but he desires all to be saved through Jesus Christ. So be blessed, be strengthened, be encouraged. And anyone who does not have this assurance of salvation, I want you to pray with me at the end of this program, so that you have the assurance and walk purposefully, read the Bible and meditate upon the word of God, and ask the Holy Spirit to empower to build you and walk in your heart in Jesus Christ. Confess all sin to him and give it all to him, and walk in knowing that you have been saved because you hold on to it by faith, because without faith it's impossible. And those that may be needing healing, I want you to believe for the healing. I want to believe for every sickness in your body, every condition. Holy Spirit, we pray every condition that may be upon people's mind, upon people's body, every spirit of infirmity, we command it by the authority of Jesus to be gone, be gone, be gone. We pray for healing, deliverance, peace, and joy. Oh, Holy Spirit, draw them to know Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. God is so good. God is so faithful. I want you to live a life that is at your best. So live for him and be steadfastly trusting him. We are to live a life that honor the Lord. We are to live a life that make eternal difference. We are to live a life that make a big blessing for people. So I want you to utilize your resources, do things that bless your future. Now, anyone who does not know Jesus Christ, I want to pray with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your salvation. I thank you for your death on the cross. I confess with my mouth, please save me. You are my Lord and my Savior. You died for me and you resurrect on the third day. So Lord, save me. I believe in you. Save me. You are my Lord. Come to me, Holy Spirit. Empower me to live for God. In Jesus' name, I put my faith in you. Save me. Have mercy upon me. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray this prayer, write to me so that I'll keep in prayer. And if you have any question, you can write to me. My address is P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Again, it's Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California. And if the Lord put in your heart to sow to this ministry to keep it in the air, please write any checks to Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California. And you will never regret it, because God sees your labor. God sees your sowing into other people's life. God sees. So God bless you. I pray to God to empower, God to bring healing, God to bring strength, God to bring encouragement unto you. May the Lord go before you. May the Lord be your real God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you safe until we meet next time again. Be blessed and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.